If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to John chapter 1. Praise the Lord. John chapter number 1. The Bible says in John chapter number 1, verse number 19. He said, this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. He said, art thou that prophet? He said, answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? Now watch this. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? And John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who cometh after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabar, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on a question, if God will be my help, on this thought, what happens to sin? What happens to sin? To sin. Have you ever thought about that? Well, have you ever thought about what happens to sin when the Bible says that we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. So it tells us that we're all sinners. So what happens to sin when Jesus saves us? Now, John told them here, they come to check him out and trying to figure out what he was doing. Now, the priests, the Levites, they sent him down there. The Pharisees, they said, you go down there and you try to figure out this John the Baptist. Go down and try to figure out what he's doing, why he's doing it, and you come back and tell us so we'll understand. Amen. And so they go down there and ask him, and they said, are you this, you that? He said, no, he said, I'm not that. He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Amen. I pray if there's ever been a time that we need to make straight the way of the Lord, it's the day and hour in which we live. We need to make a straight path, amen, for Him in our hearts, praise God, and a path for our young'uns and our families and our loved ones, praise God, so that they can follow in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we see John as he does that, and he says that there's one standing among you. He said, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. I'm afraid that we're living in the darkness of this world, darkness of the age, dispensation of grace, when there's a whole lot of people that's standing around us, praise God, and they don't realize and recognize the Savior. Amen? Amen. I said they don't realize and recognize. You know why they don't realize and recognize the Savior? Because they don't see Him in us. Amen? Praise God. They ought to be able to realize Him in us, praise God, if we've truly been born again. If we're walking in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And the Bible says that John was there. In verse 27, he said that he it is that cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, said, I'm not even worthy to take the sandals off feet of this man Jesus. Praise God. He is the promised one of God. And he goes on in verse 29. Now just watch this. He said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, amen, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine that as John's there in the place of his baptizing? Me and Miss Teresa got to go down there when we was in Israel. Praise God, the place where John the Baptist done most of his baptizing at Bethabara. And praise God, when we was there and on Jordan, praise God, to see that place. And I can just imagine John as he's there and he's a baptizer, he's a preaching in a big way. And all of a sudden over the horizon, here comes Jesus. Amen. He sees him coming, and he cries out with a loud voice. He says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. Pray, don't you know that turned heads? I believe that even got the attention of the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites. Amen? I believe I might be hungry. Amen? But I believe it got their attention, praise God, when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Amen? And I believe they looked, but when he said, "That takes away the sins of the world," well, I believe there was a question about that. Amen. And I got to thinking about, praise God, if the Lord Jesus Christ, if he said, "Which taketh away the sin of the world." I thought to myself, what happens if he takes it away? What happens to it? What happens to sin? The Bible says here, just explicitly, you can see that Jesus, praise God, takes it away. Amen. Ain't that what it says? Jesus takes away. See, we don't have, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, we don't have to live in sin no more. Because Jesus come to take it away. And we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, our sin is gone. Amen. Hello. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm glad for that, ain't you? Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but I know how I could be without Jesus. Amen. I know how I used to be without Jesus. Amen. Amen. I was telling you about them folks down there at the funeral yesterday. I was talking to them, and they was from Weaver. They knew me. Praise God. And they said, "We remember you from high school." I said, "Well, don't hold that against me." Amen. Praise God, because I'm not that person. Well, Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace. Praise God. He put something in me, glory to God. I'm going in a different direction than I used to go. I've got a plan and a purpose, praise God, and He's part of that plan. So John tells us here, praise God, that Jesus takes away sins. He takes it away. He does away with it. Praise God. He takes it away from us. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we learn from the Word of God that Jesus takes away our sin. Praise His name. And not only does He take them away, let me just tell you some things that God does with our sins. Not only does He take them away, but He forgets them. Amen. Now, me and you can't do that, you and I. Because we got, when it comes to somebody messing up, we got a memory like an elephant. Now you can do tons and tons of good works, good things, and nobody ever remember that. But if you mess up one time, praise God, they'll remember it forever. Amen. Amen. You make one mistake, yeah. Amen, and they'll remember it forever. But you can do all kinds of good deeds all of your life, and they won't remember one of them. But they can say, "What did you remember about such and such?" Well, I remember that day. Amen. That bad, that thing that you've done, praise God, that you wasn't really proud of. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it said God forgets our sins. In Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 17, He says this, "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Amen. Praise the Lord. That's Jesus, praise God. The Lord God of heaven, He says, their sins and their iniquities, their shortcomings, our missing of the mark, praise God. He said, the iniquity, the sin that so even sets us, He said, praise God, He said, I will remember them no more. It's not because God can't remember them. It's because God chooses to forget them. Amen, praise God. He forgets our sins. He forgives our sins and forgets our sins. Amen. Now, it's hard for us. We'll say, we'll ask somebody to forgive us, and they say that they do. And they may forgive us. They said they did, but it's hard for us to forget, isn't it? Amen. It's ingrained in us to remember those things. Until we get the Lord Jesus Christ, and we realize that He forgave us. Amen. That He come to take away the sin, praise God, and to forget our sins, praise God. Ain't you glad for that? To take and forgive our sins. That He said, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. The Lord said, I'm not going to remember them. He said, I'm going to put them away. I'm going to take them away. And I'm not going to remember them no more. But that's enough to make Kobab to shout. Amen. All the stupid things I done, Brother Billy, when I was a kid, amen, growing up, and when I was an adult, I'm talking about yesterday and the day before, I pray God, God Almighty says, I'll forgive those, praise God. He said, I'll take those sins, those iniquities, those shortcomings, praise God, and I'll remember them no more. Amen. You say, how come? Because they get washed away. Not only does He forget them, but praise God, He washes them away. Isaiah chapter number 1 and verse 18. He said, how does he wash them away? He washes them away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes the difference. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. His Bible says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. That's capital O-R-D. That's Jehovah God. He says, come and let us reason together. He says, let's reason this thing out. He said, let's look at this thing with a good eye and see where we're at. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen? Praise God. God says, because I love you and because I care for you, praise God. He said, not only am I going to take away your sin, not only am I going to forget your sin, but praise God, I'm going to wash you, praise God, in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And though they be as red as scarlet, praise God, as all those sins are there, praise God, he said, I'm going to wash you and make you white as wool. Amen? What does that say? It says, God said, I'm going to clean you up. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to wash you in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be whiter than you've ever been. Praise His holy name. So He washes us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanses. That's a cleansing blood. You say, how could blood be cleansing? Something that's cleansing. Because it's pure blood. Amen. There's nothing that defiles in the precious Word of God. It's cleansing and it's perfect, praise God. To the Lord said, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He said, no matter how bright they are now, praise God, he said, they're going to be white and clean and pure as wool in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He won't see that defilement. He won't see that defilement, the sinfulness, praise God. In the eyes of God, it's gone. Amen. Said it's gone. Said it's washed away. Amen. Isaiah said it's blotted out. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, he says this. He said it's blotted out. The Lord says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Now, transgressions is when you miss the mark. It's when you're trying to do good, but your aim's a little off. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? But we try to do good. We try to live right. We try to act right. We try to talk right. But sometimes we miss the mark. Amen. Every one of us do. There's nobody that's exempt. But he says, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Amen. He said, I blot them out. He said, I blot out those times. He said, praise God, I blot out those things when you miss the mark, when you miss the target. But listen to what else he says. He said, for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. God says, I'm going to blot out your transgressions, the times that you miss the mark. Praise God. But he said, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put it on my account. Praise God. He says, I'm going to do it for my sake because I love you and I'm bringing a prized possession to myself, praise the Lord. And when I want, hey, there's nothing that defiles can come into the presence of God. But God loves us so much tonight, youngins. God bless our sweetheart. He loves us so much. He said, I'm going to blot out your transgressions. Praise God. He said, for mine own sake. Praise God. He said, we'll not remember thy sins. Amen. He said, I'm going to blot them out. He said, I'm going to take them out away. I'm going to wash you and make you clean, praise God. I'm going to blot out your sin. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad? What happens to sin? Praise God. God gets rid of it. Amen. Praise the Lord through the blood of the Lamb. Not only does He blot them out, but He washes them out like a cloud. In Isaiah chapter 44, we're just marching through the book tonight. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. The Lord says this. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Amen. The Lord said, I've blotted them out. He said, kind of like that thick cloud, Brother Bill, that's up there that obscures even the sun. That makes it darker. Had a fellow told me today, he said, all of a sudden it looked like it got darker. I said, there was a cloud. I went in front of the sun, praise God. And God said, just like a thick cloud, a big thick cloud that goes in front of the sun. The Lord says, praise God. He said, just like he wipes them like a cloud that obscures the sun, praise the Lord. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Amen. He said, praise the Lord. I blotted them out. He said, as a thick cloud thy sins. Ain't you, I like how the Holy Ghost lays things out pretty plain so we can understand them. Amen. He said, our transgressions, those when we miss the mark, praise God, when we're not on target. He said, praise God. He said, it's just sin. Amen. You know, there's no little sin or big sin, sin. Amen. Praise God. And God says, I'll wipe them out like a cloud. Like a thick cloud, praise God, that obscures the light of the day. Amen, praise God. He said, so return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Now, to redeem means to pay a price. So God Almighty tells here, said, I'm going to wipe out them like a thick cloud, praise God. He said, just return to me because I paid the price. Said, I bought you from your sin. He said, when you were on the auction block of sin, God Almighty come to where you was, and the auctioneer was saying, going once, going twice, and the devil said, boy, I got this one. And Jesus stepped up and he said, praise God, I'll pay the price. Amen. We couldn't pay the price, but Jesus did. God did, praise God. He said, I have redeemed thee. Praise His holy name. So we see that He blocks it out, praise God, wipes it out like a thick cloud. Amen. Not only does He wipe it out like a thick cloud, but He pardons them. He offers pardon. Look at Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 7. 55 and 7, He says this. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Now He's talking about faith, isn't He? If we ever mess up and we're going to get help from God, we've got to come in faith, believing that He'll forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ain't that what the Bible says in 1 John? Amen. It says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to cleanse us from our sins, praise God, and save us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. He said, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Amen. Praise God. So God says here that said He not only will He wipe them away like a thick cloud, but said He'll pardon our sins. Now, when somebody gets a full pardon, praise God, those sins, those charges against them is completely gone. When you get a full pardon, those sins, it's just as if, Brother Jeff, you'd never sinned. Amen. So God says here, said, let the wicked forsake his ways, the wicked man's ways, the wicked ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, the unrighteous thoughts, those thoughts that's not right with God. Do you ever catch yourself just some things going through your mind that shouldn't be there? And you got to just keep those things moving. Now, it's not bad. The devil runs things through our mind. The world runs things through our mind. It's not sin when that happens, but it's sin if we stop them in there and meditate on them. Amen. What we have to do is just got to plead the blood of the Lord Jesus and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So I pray God, so those things just keep on going, and we don't entertain. They don't stop and linger there. Amen. The thoughts that we have, the actions that we do. But said, let the wicked forsake his way and unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. So He said, we got to come, forsake our ways, our wicked ways, our unrighteous thoughts, and He said, return in faith to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. Ain't you glad for God's mercy? You know, Bible teaches that God's mercy is new every day. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Brother Billy, I need the mercy of God a lot of times. Every day, praise the Lord. Said He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Amen? Abundant pardon. Abundantly set us free, praise God, as if we had never sinned. Praise His name. Ain't you glad for that? That's what God, what happens to sin, praise God. This is what happens to our sins. God takes them away. Amen. He takes them away. He forgets them. He washes them away. Praise. He blots them out. He wipes them as a cloud. He pardons them. Amen. You know what that sounds like to me? I got to thinking that, Brother Robert, sounds like a God that loves us with an abundant love. Amen. That is continually willing to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Amen. He loves us. How much did He love us that much? Amen. To die on the cross of Calvary for our sins, for our wickedness, for the things that we did that was contrary to God. Amen. I don't know about you. There's a lot of things I've done that was contrary to the Lord. Amen. We're living in a world that's wicked as can be. There's a whole lot of... you say, how do you know, preacher? Because it's contrary to this book. Amen. This is the Word of God. And there's no place in here, praise God, where He's changed His mind on anything. The Bible says He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. So what He said, what we went by, praise God, when we was little old toe-headed youngins in Sunday school, praise God, God still says the same thing today. Now we're living in a world and a society, we want to change it around and make it where it's more compatible to the way we live. Amen. But praise God, that don't change God. Amen. Praise God. We still ought to live by the book. So we see that He wipes out our sin. He pardons our sin. But not only does He wipe them out and He pardons them, but praise God, He buries them out of sight. Amen. He buries our sins outside. Look at Micah chapter number 7. Micah chapter number 7, verse number 18. He's talking to the children of Israel. He says this. He said, who is a God like unto thee? Amen. That pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant. He said, who's a God like God, like our God? Who's a God that would pardon iniquity like our God? Who is a God that would passeth by transgression? You know what transgression? Transgression is nothing more than rebellion against God. Amen. There's a lot of rebellion against God in our world today. There's a lot of children, praise God, that's rebellious against God today. You say, preacher, they're not rebellious against God, they're rebellious against their parents. If they're rebellious against their parents, then they're rebellious against God. Amen. Their parents are your authority. Amen. Under God. God is our authority. We're our authority to our kids, our grandkids, praise God. And that's the way God set it up. And when we rebel against authority, we rebel against our parents, praise God. We transgress, we rebel against God. Amen? And he goes on and he says, of the remnant of His heritage, said He retaineth not His anger forever, because He delighteth, well, glory, hallelujah. He said He delighteth in mercy. The Lord delights in having mercy and showing mercy to you and I. That's why it ought to be even more of a privilege to say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Forgive me my shortcomings. Forgive me my trespasses, Lord. I've messed up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I tell you what, I'd a whole lot rather my youngins, when they was little, come up to me when I got home from work and said, Daddy, I messed up. I broke the light in the kitchen. Amen. Because I got mad at my brother and I swung a broom at him and missed. Amen. And that chandelier is hanging over the table. One thing, if it's gone, Daddy, I'm sorry. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd a whole lot rather him, praise God, say, well, Daddy, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Than them tell me a big fib or make me try to figure out what happened. Amen. Praise God. He puts it where the rubber meets the road. They say, hey, look, I'm sorry, Daddy. I said, well, you know better than this. You know, but get angry for a moment, but not forever. That's what he's talking about. God's the same way. He's our Heavenly Father. Said He retaineth not His anger forever. He gets mad just a moment, praise God, because God hates sin. Amen. Amen. But did you ever realize God sometimes looks down on us with wrath? Not because of us. He don't hate us. He hates sin. Amen. And we ought to try our best not to bring the wrath of God upon us, because He delighteth in mercy. Praise God. That's what that parent does. You say, all right, so I understand what you've done. Okay, we're going to have to make this right. That means, you know, that's going to come out of your allowance. Amen. You're going to have to pay for that. So, amen, it won't be so easy to swing that broom in the house no more. Amen, when you're going to have to come out of your piggy bank. Amen, praise the Lord. God says, hey, listen, so I'm going to take care of it. And glory, hallelujah, it's going to pay a price. And he goes to 19, he says this. He said, he will turn again, for he will have compassion upon who? Us. He'll have compassion upon us. He's a compassionate God towards us. Praise His name. He will subdue our iniquities. Amen. Our sinfulness. God says, okay, I'm going to get a hold of your sinfulness. Amen. He said, seems like you're running out of control. He said, I'm going to reach down and I'm going to get a hold of you. It used to scare me to death when my daddy would say, son, I'm going to get a hold of you. Amen. If we was out somewhere, especially if we was out around some of his friends or people he worked or something, and he looked around me, he said, son, I'm going to get a hold of you. Son, I knew I had better straighten up in a hurry, because I did not want him to get a hold of me, because it wasn't pretty. You know, I can remember in my lifetime, I'll just be honest, in my lifetime, I cannot remember my dad giving me a whipping but 3 or 4 times. But I tell you what, that first and second one, praise God, didn't make me not want the third one. So he told me, he said, son, I'm going to get a hold of you. Son, I set myself down. I found me a place to get real quiet in a hurry. Amen. Now, my mama beat me to death all the time. She whipped us. She wore switches out on me and Floyd. Now, Roger's the baby. He never getting into the whoopings. He was always the pet. But me and Floyd, we got wore out. Amen. He'd tell on me. He caused it. He always blamed on me. Here I am, a little bitty feller, and he's this great old big somebody, always twice as big as me. That's what's bad about having a big brother, especially when you start passing down hand-me-downs. He was a husky and I was a slim. Amen. But that didn't change nothing. When come mom getting a hold of it, she hooked him. She'd take a keen hickory switch. She'd switch him legs. Amen. You didn't want that. You didn't want that. Where are you at? But God says, I'll forgive your sin. I'll forgive your iniquities. Amen. I will subdue your iniquities. He said, I will get a hold of you, praise God. I don't know about you, but I don't want God getting a hold of me. I want to stay on His good side. I want to love Him and just let Him love on me. Praise God, don't you? He said, and thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our sins, praise God. He said, I'll catch you. He said, I will cast all their sins, all our sins, praise God, into the depths of the sea. That's what I'm going to get rid of. He said, I'm going to bury them in the sea, praise God. I thought about that, Brother Bill. I thought, you know what he did? Old Brother Bill was an old sailor feller. But praise God, he said, I'm going to put your old sins, your filthy sins, I'm going to cast them in the depths of the sea. You know what he did? He said, I'm going to put them where you can't get to them no more. Amen. God loves us so much, he said, I'm going to take your sin, I'm going to put it, praise God, plumb out of sight. Amen. He's not only going to forget your sins, but he said, I'm going to blot them out, I'm going to wipe them out of stick cloud. Praise God, I'm going to pardon your sins, but praise God, I'm going to put them out of sight where we don't have to look. Mirror you either one, don't have to look at them no more. That's a God that loves us, youngins. He loves us. He said, I'm going to cast them into the depths of the sea, that they're gone forever, never be remembered no more. Amen. That's the God we serve. Now, what happens to sin? God gets rid of them if we'll just let Him tonight. If we'll just call upon the Lord, if we'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and walk with Him and listen to what He says. He said, you know, he said, we know that we're saved because we do His commandments. Amen. He said, we follow the book. We follow the instructions. He said, that's how we know we're saved, because we want to follow the instruction. Now, I know us men, we don't like instructions much. You know, we figure we got this thing. That's just like following directions. We don't want to do it. We think we know where we're going. Yeah. Figure it out without the instructions. But that's how we get ourselves in a mess, ain't it? But praise God, when we live our life and we follow the instructions, the ones God gives us, then the Bible tells what happens to sin is God takes, John said, He takes away the sins of the world. Takes them away. Gets rid of them. Amen. Casts them away, washes them, cleans them up, praise God, puts them out of sight, blots them up, praise God, wipes them away, cast them into the depths of the sea. So He don't have to see them, and then you won't be able to get to them at all. Praise God. God can't be around sin. He won't be around sin. Amen. But He said, I'll take care of that sin if you'll let me. John said, that's Jesus. He said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He said, there He is, fellas. There He is, people. Right here, the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes away your sins. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He takes us in His loving arms. Like Brother Jeff said earlier, sometimes, praise God, He just picks us up and carries us along. Takes us in the way He'd have us to go and helps us to walk therein, even for God's glory. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight. Appreciate you. Appreciate God's moving in us. Appreciate